Welcome to the Heart Sharing Circle. This story takes me back to the beginning, to December 1994, when I first arrived in Aotearoa, New Zealand. It is drawn from my book, Migration to the Heartland, A Soul Journey in the Land of the Awakening Dawn, and it marks a quiet turning point in my life. There are many wonderful stories of these islands for you to hear, Kerry said, as we pulled into the retreat centre, perched high above a wide silver lake. Women were everywhere, gliding across the lawns in flowing skirts and sarongs, stirring pots in the kitchen, laughing on the decks with cups of tea in hand. They were young and old, mothers and elders, barefoot and purposeful. The atmosphere felt tribal, slightly chaotic, deeply alive, infused with belonging. I felt not excluded, but separate. An hour later, a subtle shift passed across the land like wind through grass. Conversations softened. We gathered beneath a wide old tree. "You're about to be initiated into the heart-sharing circle," Kerry whispered. "There'll be a pōwhiri, a welcome. I'll be on the other side giving the karanga, the call. Visitors are called from their waka, their canoes, to come ashore." And then she left me. A small welcoming group stood near the house. The rest of us waited beneath the tree. Silence thickened. Kerry stepped forward and began to call in Māori. Her voice rose in a primal wail. Earth sound, grief sound, summoning sound. It travelled through time. It entered my spine. A woman from our side answered. The chant unfolded. Tāui mai, te waka, ki te urunga, te waka, ki te moenga. Paddle the canoe to the resting place. The air vibrated. We sang in response. Then the ritual shifted. Sage smoke, blessing, the crossing of a threshold. When it was my turn, sweet smoke circled my body. I stepped across into the house. Inside, cushions and mattresses covered the floor. An altar to the goddess stood at the centre. Feathers, driftwood, crystals, candles. Through the window, Lake Taupo shimmered. Tui and bellbirds stitched liquid notes through the dusk. 40 women gathered. 2 priestesses entered with bowls of warm water scattered with rose petals. One by one, our hands and feet were bathed. When my feet were washed, something inside me gave way. I felt like a child received without condition. Resistance dissolved. Time loosened. Magic entered my cells. A woman rose. "We are here to celebrate the summer solstice," she said. "Fullness of light. And already the turning toward the dark. Tonight we reflect, we let go, we empty ourselves, we speak without interruption, we listen without fixing." One by one, women rose and took the talking stick. Stories spiraled outward and downward, love and illness, children and solitude, betrayal and forgiveness, humour and hardship, the ordinary and the archetypal braided together. As each woman spoke, she seemed to grow larger, not in ego, but in presence. Life was hard. Life was holy. Life was shared. My heart began to pound. Now, now, now! I was on my feet before thought intervened. The talking stick felt heavy, carved and jewelled, warm with human hands. "I was born in Britain," I began. And then the story poured out, of restlessness, of rejecting the scripts of success, of longing for something truer, of love in confusion, of the goddess of poetry who had awakened me into another dimension of consciousness, who had flooded my world with image and fire and beauty, and of how I had tried to live in two realms at once, and how the goddess disappeared. I spoke of leaving the city, of calling the goddess back at dawn on a hilltop, of choosing to step out of what I'd come to know as the mistaken time, a state of illusion in which we have lost connection with soul, with each other and with the earth. Words are magic makers, I heard myself say. When we stand and speak our truth, we change reality. The room was so still it could have held a feather. I felt shy and bold at once. What if they thought I was ridiculous, too much, too intense? I glanced across the circle and caught the eye of a dark-haired woman. She grinned, and something passed between us. Recognition. I exhaled. This heart-sharing circle was initiation, not into mysticism, into belonging. In that moment, I understood something with my body. Community is not created by agreement. It is created by truth spoken into listening space. The goddess was here, moving through the field we had created together. Being heard and received was balm. As each woman rose after me, another veil dropped. Beauty revealed itself. Fear softened. The air felt charged, almost luminous. We were not escaping the world. We were inhabiting it more deeply. By the time the circle closed, I knew something irreversible had happened. I had crossed the threshold.